To every human endeavor, in every human circumstance, there is a simple answer to resolve the dilemma. And that simple answer, more often than not, is wrong. Life is complex. Life does not admit of simple answers. Many times, life appears to be that tension between opposites. That's the reality of human life, and that's the reality of the human person. And that's really what the gospel reading today is about. Its purpose is to remind us of the complexity that Jesus places before his disciples. On one hand, Peter and James and John are privileged to see the glorified Lord. On the other hand, Jesus continues to remind them that he is going to Jerusalem, and there he will be handed over to the chief priests and to the scribes. There he will be humiliated, he will suffer, he will die. And those disciples are asked to hold in tension those two realities. The reality of the humiliation of his suffering and the reality of his glory. Now the temptation is to accept one and to deny the other. And that's truly what the disciples do. They grab on to the glory and they deny the prediction of the passion. So much so that Peter ends up in an altercation with Jesus, saying, "This can never happen to you." Or the night before he dies, as Jesus says, "Truly one of you will betray me," Peter again speaks and says, "This can never happen. I will never allow it to happen." And yet the reality is that both the suffering and the dying and the glory are at the very heart of the identity of Jesus of Nazareth. And to deny one and accept the other is to tear Jesus asunder, to destroy him. To hold those two seemingly opposite poles together, not as events that follow one another, but as who he is in himself always, that's to affirm Jesus of Nazareth. And that's what the gospel reading is about. That as you and I make this journey into the season of Lent, you and I are asked to make this journey with eyes wide open and to accept the reality, the full reality, of not only who Jesus is, but who we are. Because we too, in our own humanity, we too embrace what seems to be contradictions. We are at the same moment both strong and weak. We are at the same moment both successful and failures. We are at the same moment dying and being born anew. We are at the same moment rich and full and poverty-stricken and empty. Our lives are a mixture. Our lives are complex. Now we know that we are to find God in the reality of our lives. That means we're to find God in the complexity of life. Not just in the joy, but also in the sorrow. Not just in the strength, but also in the weakness. Not just in what is good, but also in what is evil. That in all of that that makes up who we are, God is present. God is present, calling us, insisting, drawing us into union with Himself. And so as the church invites us to walk more deeply in the season, the church says, let's walk with eyes open. Let's recognize the seeming incongruities of life. Let's embrace it all that we are. Let us put aside denial and accept the truth. And in that truth, seek to discover the face of God. Week after week, as we come to worship, we come to stand at this table. And it is that complexity of Jesus Christ that we celebrate. We affirm that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We affirm that in this gift of the Eucharist, in this sacrament, Jesus continues to die and rise in the lives of His people. And that Passover of Jesus, that dying and rising, is at work in our lives every single day. You see, our lives are not a problem or a riddle in search of a solution. Our lives are mysteries seeking an understanding. You will never, ever plumb the depth of another human being. But you will never, ever exhaust the depth of yourself. Maturity, growth, development is tied to one's gradual understanding of the truth. The truth of who I am. The truth of what I'm for. The truth of my destiny and my purpose. The truth of how all of this fits together. And when does a person able to do that finally? Well, I think it might happen at one point in each of our lives. If we have the good luck to come to our death fully conscious, fully aware, it may be possible, as we face that final day, to ask ourselves the question, how does it fit together? And we may, at that moment, get a glimpse, because everything now has been done. But the final revelation only comes when we stand before the face of the living God. And in that moment, we know the truth of who we are the truth of what life is, and the truth of who God is. As we pray today, as we celebrate that mystery of the dying and rising of Jesus, we celebrate that mystery alive and active in our lives.